When I started, I became a wardeness because I'd already done the training before, which means I wasn't in charge of the ward, but I was in charge of some of the more junior staff, the ward assistants and maybe some students. And as I said, it depends what ward you were working in as to what your duties were. If you were working, say, in M7, because when I started at Mont Park, M7 was a male geriatric ward. And it was quite a lot of beds. The beds were so close together, you had to push them apart to get the patient out of bed. But if you were working, say, in M4, where I worked for quite a while, which was a refractory ward, there was a lot of custodial care. These were patients whose illness and behaviour necessitated a closed environment. And as you remember, all the wards had the fences going down, the railing fences, metal railing. And those patients just need a lot of looking after as far as what they did during the day. And in those days, there might be, I think, about 60 patients, I can't remember exactly. And there was only five staff. There was no domestic staff when I started. So it was just five staff. A lot of the patients did work, and so you supervised them, cleaning, doing the laundry, whatever needed to be done, giving out medication, organising to get them meals, morning, afternoon tea, get them up, showers. There was a lot to be done, and not many people to do it.